Hello, Demetrius.
Hello.
Hey, Demetrius, how you doing? This is Harold.
Harold.
You have a little bit of time to talk?
Yeah.
All righty. And I do want to let you know, I have to let you know that we are on a recorded line. All righty, so this is in regards to your Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, you like the third person I talked to, I believe so. Am I representing myself, or are you representing me, or?
Yeah, right. So once you sign documents with an attorney or a law firm, that's who's representing you. So until you sign documents, you don't have any representation, at least from any, attorneys or any law firms.
Okay, so and you is an attorney or?
No. So we work with the attorneys. And so what this process would be like, basically, I would ask you questions to make sure you fit into the criteria of what the attorneys are looking for. At that moment, I'd send you documents. You'd sign the documents. Those are basically documents saying, okay, hey, we can legally represent you. And then then you would talk to the attorneys.
Okay. All right, I got you, man. I
Is
got you, man.
that something you want to see about looking into?
No, I'm good. I just wanted to make sure because it's like every somebody different was calling me. I ain't know it was the same company or whatnot. So,
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, it could be a lot of different companies, honestly, calling you, especially when you sign up online. Let me ask you, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. And you sprayed Roundup?
Correct.
And you never signed any documents with any other attorneys, correct?
Yeah, I haven't, not at all.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Perfect. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis, or was it only that one?
It was just on that one.
Just the one. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in April 2022.
And did you spray for home purposes, or was it for work, or
It was for home purposes.
home purposes? What is the property address that you sprayed it?
2687 Polk Place, Gary, Indiana, 46407.
Was a Polk, Polk.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you know of any other family, friends, neighbors who also sprayed the Roundup, who were diagnosed?
Not all, no.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
I was 29 or 30. I think
29.
29.
How many years did you spray Roundup in your lifetime?
Five.
About 5 years. Would you
Yeah.
say over the course of those 5 years you were at least exposed, or you sprayed it for at least 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct.
And now, were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, or hepatitis C?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. And did you ever have a organ transplant, autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
And is there any family history of cancer?
No.
And did you ever have any cancer requiring chemo other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. And then you spell your name Demetrius, correct?
Correct.
Last name Mallett.
Correct.
Are you a junior, senior, second, third?
Technically, I'm a senior, I guess, but I didn't know you had to go down to the courts and make it official.
Gotcha. So it's not like officially on like documents or anything like that.
Yeah, but I do have a son that's named after me.
Gotcha. Okay. Could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Oh, male.
And are you married?
No.
Could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
June 23rd, 1991.
And now for your last four, your social.
4433.
And how did you find out about the connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Came up to the conclusion with the test when, I was kind of basically putting it all together, you know,
mm-hmm.
how I came down to it, you know, how I came down with the non-Hodgkin. And all the roads kind of led back to the, you know, me spraying a Roundup. I wasn't around nothing else, you know.
Gotcha. And was that sometime this year where you kind of, you know, put everything together?
No, this was like the year I got diagnosed or like in the middle of it when I finally got like settled down and was able to, you know, kind of get my head clear and start to process everything else other than the fact that we were sick, you know.
Gotcha. Can I ask how tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
6'5". And now how much do you weigh?
250.
250. Now what's the best email address for you?
You said what?
The best email address for you?
My last name, Mallett. First name, Demetrius, Demetrius, 24@gmail.com.
And now the best phone number for you, 219-289-7052?
Correct.
How many times a month would you say you use Roundup?
Over 10 times.
10 times? Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
When did you start to spray Roundup? When was the first time?
2017.
What would you say you stopped spraying Roundup?
In 2022.
2022. Did you wear any protective gear while you sprayed it?
None besides my yard gloves when I did decide to, you know, was getting my hands actually dirty or I just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But none really. I was just in my yard, you know, doing my thing.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm spraying. How many exposures to the spray would you estimate in your lifetime?
You say how many exposures?
Yeah, how many times would you say you were exposed to the spray in your lifetime?
Each time I used it.
Right. Okay, so at least 10 times a month.
Say you say, well, my mental math ain't that, man.
No worries. So about 10 times a month. Let's see, 10 times a month, we got 12 months in a year, about 120 or so. So, you know, 120, you know, you did about 5 years. What is that? Let's see. I'm not good at that, so let me go ahead and calculate that.
Right.
That's too big of numbers for me. Hold on. 10 times 12. Let me make sure that was right. Okay. About 5 years. Okay, about 600 times then.
Okay.
Your property, is it near a water well or is it city water?
It's city water.
City water, okay. And have you been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Nope, nothing like that. And then what type of Roundup did you use? The concentrate, the premix?
I use concentrate.
Concentrate. And where would you usually buy Roundup?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
No. I don't. I don't use it no more.
Gotcha. Have you ever smoked?
Yeah, I smoked.
No worries. How many years have you been smoking?
No, I don't smoke anymore, but I smoked before. But no,
okay. How many years did you smoke?
Probably like 5 years. I did doing my things.
About 5 years. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Who's your current employer?
The Underground Detector.
And do you have a address?
Yes. What is it? I think 9811 Coleraine Ave, Cincinnati, Ohio. What's on Coleraine? 9192
Coleraine Avenue.
Yeah, I think so. 425. That's the company based. I don't stay in Cincinnati, but that's what the company is based on.
That's where the address is usually pointing to and everything.
Yeah, so 45251 is the zip.
Perfect. And what's your job title?
Utility locate technician.
Have you lost any time at work because of surgeries or treatments?
Yes, I have, but not at this. I wasn't at this current job doing that ordeal.
Gotcha. Do you have any dates you can provide? Maybe months?
Yeah. Let me go back because I was just telling him. I can't forget Natalie. That's her name. I was just telling Natalie this. April. I miss April from April to June during my start of chemo.
Gotcha. Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Were you ever involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And what hospital diagnosed you?
Rush University Medical Center.
Is that the one on the 1620 West Harrison Street?
1653 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois.
There we go. Let me see. 1653 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois.
Yep, 60612.
Yep, that's the one. All righty. Do you remember the doctor's name?
Yep. Helen Ross?
Dr. Ross?
Yes, Helen.
And how would you say the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, shit, man, it's been... It was like a crater. Like a crater into my atmosphere, man.
Everything.
I just started getting my hair back now, you know. I'm going to pride myself in my ways. and, you know, just kind of getting back to family, you know, having to, you know, kind of alienate myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of isolate myself.
Right, being by yourself.
Yeah, you know, because, like, you know, I know people meant well, but just the, as me being the lead or, you know, the head of the family and the household, and being the one having to be dependent on people and be the one in that position,
mm-hmm.
it's like I don't want to go through that again. You know, I write every day now. You know, I keep a journal now, so, you know, I can, I don't know, I guess go back and and be happy I'm here, see it.
Right. Hey, man. That's a blessing. That's a real blessing.
Yeah.
So you have chemo, did you have to go through any stem cell or any did you also have radiation?
No, I just did chemo.
Just chemo.
Chemo and pain medication.
Do you have a date that you had any treatment? I know you said it was in April.
April 26, 2022 to June 27, 2022.
Gotcha. And can I get your current property address?
2687 Polk Place, Gary, Indiana, 46407.
And now those medical records. You said you don't have them, but the hospital has them.
Yeah, so I was just telling Natalie, she actually texted me today and replied. I was telling the hospital actually sent them off Monday. So
gotcha,
they'll be
okay.
In, you know, probably the following Monday. So this upcoming Monday or whatnot. So it's like, I know they're in the mail.
Gotcha.
You know, put in my request or did my, you know, due diligence to, you know.
To have them.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, now we are just about done. I do request an emergency contact, God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as the emergency contact?
I mean, how old they got to be? Because I just put my son, but he ain't 18 yet.
That's a good question. I've actually never had anyone ask that question. Typically, I mean, let me see real quick. No, yeah, it's fine. We can go ahead and put your son down.
Okay, his name is Lamarion. LaMarion. Mallett, MALLETT.
Okay. And his phone number?
Let me get it right now. (219) 239-3958.
Alrighty. I do just want to go ahead and verify this information one last time before I send this up. I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, right?
Yes.
Okay. And now you are filing this claim for yourself. You were diagnosed in 2022, in April 2022. The property address that you used it is your current property address as well, the 2687 Polk Place in Gary, Indiana, 46407. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. You sprayed Roundup for about 5 years. You did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime. You were never diagnosed with hepatitis B, HIV, anything like that. You are male. You spell your name DEMETRIUS, last name MALLETT. Last four of your social, 4433, date of birth, 6/23/91. You are 6'5", about 250. Email address is last name Mallett, first name Demetrius, 24@gmail.com. Phone number 219-289-7052. You spray Roundup to, around 10 times a month. And you did spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed. You started to spray Roundup in 2017. You stopped in 2022. You did use some gloves, some things like that for the protective gear. I was in a residential area that you used it. You used it in Indiana. You did spray it by yourself, directly, you know, by yourself. You used it around 600 times in your lifetime. Let's see here. You used a concentrate. You picked it up at Home Depot. See, currently employed through the Underground Detective. Let's see here. And you were seen by Dr. Ross at the Rush University Medical Center, 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, 60612. And let's see, and your current property address, 2687 Polk Place, Gary, Indiana, 46007. And then we have your son here as the emergency contact, Lamarian, 219-239-3958. That all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
And so I'm going to go ahead and send you over the DocuSign. You should have just received it.
In my email?
It'll go to your email and your text messages.
Let me open that up. Primary or? And I didn't get anything yet.
You haven't got it? Let me see. Okay. Give me one second. You should get it in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, it just came through.
Perfect.
So now what is this I'm signing off?
So this allows us to go ahead and basically represent you. So it's like HIPAA agreements, request medical records, things like that. Basically allows us to, yeah, represent you and act, you know, as if, you know, we were you basically in the sense of requesting medical records, going to the court for you, things like that.
Okay. And verify this code. So, hold on. One second. It's gone down.
Alrighty, yep, I just got him back, so I'll be able to send these.
Was that you texting me right there?
What did it say? The one that said, send me in your phone?
say all parties. Oh, okay, that was both. That was both of you. Yep.
Okay, yeah, one of them might have been, yep, the automatic, it like automatically sends something when you get done signing. But yeah, I got it back, so I'm going to get this sent up to the law firm. And so they're going to call you within, I would say, a week. They're going to do a case verification, basically verify everything is accurate at that moment. You know, if they say everything's good, they'll be able to take in the case. And at that point, you know, they'll be able to kind of, you know, get started working on your requests and documents and everything like that, all right?
Okay, so can you give me, like, a process on, like, how long the whole thing will take? Well, I know what I would either get us, you know, settle or not, you know? Like, I know.
So, like, in terms of, like, you want to know how long it's going to take to know if you're going to, like, be able to get a case or how long is the whole case going to be?
Just like, so, like, because, like, when you say, so, like, I guess right now I don't have a lawyer, you know, I'm trying to get, I guess, picked up. But right now that's what the process that we're doing right now, correct?
Right,
so,
right.
So, like, is the lawyer going to pick me or do I pick my lawyer or, like?
Gotcha. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so how that'll work, they'll call you, the lawyers. So it'll be like a random lawyer in the, you know, from the law firm. And the law firm you're working with is Pulaski. They're based out of Texas. So how that's going to work is they'll call you. And let me send you over the number that they're going to call you from. So they're going to call you. And during that call, you're going to do that case verification I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And then that'll be, you know, the attorney that's, you know, working on your case when you talk to them. And, you know, basically they take it on. So that'll be the person who's working on your case. Now, at that moment, everything goes well, right? They'll take it on. And, you know, from that moment, they'll request, you know, the documents. Now, the whole total process from, like, when, you know, start to finish, right, you get picked up and they settle. Now, that could take some years. It is a legal process, and it's a legal battle. So that's more, you know, long-term. That could be like a year, 2 years, things like that. But in terms of knowing if you're going to get a settlement, you're going to know that fairly fast. You're going to know that fairly decent when you actually speak to the attorneys. They'll let you know if it's a case that they're going to be able to take, or if it's a case that they're not going to be able to take. Typically, the cases they take, you know, they're able to settle, you know, and actually, you know, win out. So we don't take on cases that, you know, we can't win. So it is, you know, a very good possibility. Once they say, hey, yes, this is something we can accept, you know, you're going to be in that area of, you know, you should be looking for a settlement at some point.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And if you have my direct line, that 949 number, I've been texting you on. So if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns for me, you can give me a call, shoot me a text, and I'll be here, all right?
All right, I appreciate that.
Of course, no problem at all.
All right.
You have a blessed rest of your day, all right?
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.